Father, we thank you. We give you honor and praise. You are worthy of our praise. That's right. For you had created all things for the pleasure and for thy glory. We're all created. We exist at the pleasure of the Lord. And we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Today, Lord, we declare the entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding to the simple. And we're following up on instructions that you gave us. And in obedience, we come back to give thanks to the Lord. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So I have to take a step back and remind you of the lesson from 2 days ago, and if you missed it, I encourage you to listen to that message from the 13th of this month. And when you do, I encourage you to participate in the lesson as though you were here. And we did find that the Lord gave us a prophetic significance out of a story that we read from the book of Esther on the 13th day of the 12th month, we're told, which is the month Adar in their religious calendar. And for us, you know, prophetically, we were in the 12th month. I mean, we are still in the 12th month, and it was the 13th day. And the Lord inspired that in my heart to bring it. Declare over this room that just like they did, the king gave them the opportunity to write down whatever they wanted to do against their enemies. So we also encourage the people to write down whatever victories we're looking for from the Lord, whatever breakthroughs, you know, whatever unanswered prayers, whatever anything that has lingered that we're trusting the Lord for, we wrote it before the Lord. We spread the letter before the Lord, and we prayed over it. And the instruction was also given after that by Mordecai that said, look, 2 days following that particular day of victory, you celebrate it as a day of feasting and rejoicing throughout your generations. Well, our way of feasting and rejoicing is in praising the Lord. And we're establishing the fact that the Lord did do those things for us. They're done. You know, they may unfold later, but they are done. Praise the Lord. You know, it is done, and we believe that the Lord has answered every one of those requests that you wrote on those on your list, whatever your list was. We also encourage people to, you know, have faith, you know, and write what you want according to the will of God. You know, don't stop at one. You know, write more. Hallelujah. Both material, physical, and spiritual things that we want from the Lord. And then we came back to praise the Lord. And we're back again to praise the Lord. And if you didn't have opportunity yesterday, you know, to give your praise publicly to the Lord, well, you have opportunity to do that today. I'm just following, you know, the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we'll have some other announcements, you know, at the end of the room. Today, we want to praise the Lord some more. You will recall that praise after victory or after receiving something from the Lord is something that the Lord cherishes, because he told us a story. You know, well, it's a story in the Bible. Actually, it wasn't a parable or anything. It was actually something that happened. But in that particular story, and many people know this story, we call them the story of the 10 lepers. There were 10 lepers that Jesus met on a certain day. And, you know, after he told them something to do, go show yourselves to the priest, he said, as they were going. And these were people that actually, implored him, say, Lord, you know, have mercy upon us and so forth. You know, and when Jesus, you know, told them to go and show themselves to the priest, as they went, they found out that they were healed. But it turned out that among the ten, only one of them returned to give praise to the Lord. And the Lord did call that out and said, well, were there not ten that were healed? You know, how come there's only one that returned? You know, and where are the nine? Now, we don't want to be like that. You know, so it is important for us to give glory and praise to God, you know, when things happen. So let me read that story to us today. Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. As he entered there, there met him 10 lepers, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, they stood afar off because they couldn't enter into the city according to their culture and laws and custom in the day. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, that was their prayer. Have mercy on us. That's a great prayer. That's one that the Lord can never refuse. Anytime we call upon his mercy, he's always there. Remember, the mercy seat placed above everything, even above the ark. You know, so anytime you can call upon the mercy of the Lord, well, you're going to touch something in the heart of God. And Jesus was there, and they called upon his mercy. We saw many times that people called upon his mercy. Thou son of David, you know, a blind man said, have mercy on me, this and that, and so on. Every time. And he would stop, you know, and whatever he was doing, turn around, look at who was calling for his mercy. In this case, these 10 men cried unto him and said, Lord, have mercy on us. And he did have compassion on them. But he gave them an instruction. Go show yourselves unto the priest. Now, they could not really show themselves unto the priest until they were healed. You know, that's the culture. The priest will certify that they were cleansed and they could return into society. You know, but they were not cleansed yet as of the time that Jesus spoke. But there was something, there was a power. Remember the message on the prophetic, you know, the gift of prophecy having power to create a shift in the situation. Well, the word, the prophetic word that Jesus gave them had the power to create a shift in their situation. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. You know, and they could have said in their mind that, well, we can't show ourselves to the priest. We're not cleansed yet. But as they went, they actually did obey the word. And the scripture says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Now, Jesus already knew that they had to be cleansed in order to show themselves to the priests. And the priests would certify that they were now cleansed and they could return and mingle with the people. Because generally speaking, they were outcast when they had that leprosy disease. So it wouldn't come upon anybody else. You know, it was an infectious disease like that. So, and Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. In the going to show themselves to the priest, which Jesus knew that for them to show themselves to the priest, they had to be cleansed. Jesus already knew that they would be cleansed before they got to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. And we see that when immediately they were cleansed, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, well, he actually turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Well, same loud voice that they used to cry to Jesus when they were looking for his mercy. This man with a loud voice, he turned back and glorified God and fell down the face at the feet of Jesus and giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. You know, there is a, there's a reason why that commentary that it was a Samaritan was put there, because Jesus was going to say something about that. And it's Jesus answering and said, why there are not 10 that cleansed? He asked his disciples. Were there not 10? Where are the rest? The remaining 9 that are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger. Samaritans were strangers in those days. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole. Ah. Now there was a blessing that this man received. You know, we don't know that those others, you know, were made whole. They might have been healed of that one disease, leprosy, because Jesus said they will be healed, and they were healed. They were cleansed. But this man was made whole. He was made whole of whatever disease he had, not just leprosy or any other thing which might have bothered him at the time. He was made whole. And Jesus appreciated the fact that he returned to give glory to God. And we said the other day that sometimes when we are crying out to God to do something for us, you know, we can be really passionate, groaning and stuff, and crying and everything. But sometimes when the Lord actually does that thing, you know, then we do not return with the same passion and with the same loud voice to give glory to God. But this man did. So it's a good lesson to learn. And especially when the Lord commanded, thank God for people like Mordecai, who said, well, you know, observe 2 days of feasting and dancing and rejoicing. Well, we added praising the Lord. Because we saw also in the likeness of people like Jehoshaphat, who knew how to praise the Lord before, during, and after, you know, before the victory, once he heard the prophetic word, it created a shift in his heart. Prior to that, he was doubtful that they could go up against that great company of 3, you know, nations that came against them. But the word of prophecy encouraged him, and there was a shift in his mind. And as soon as he heard that, he began to worship. He worshiped, and he selected people to help him praise the Lord. So he did the worship before, and even during the battle, he was praising the Lord and saying, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord, his mercy endureth forever, and praising the beauty of holiness and all of that during the battle. And when the battle was finished, we read the story yesterday. God instructed them to go out and meet their enemies in the wilderness of Tekoa. And they did that. You know, and when the battle was finished, they gathered the spoil for 3 days. It was just tremendous spoil, you know, that they gathered. But when they finished that, on the 4th day, Jehoshaphat again commanded, you know, and they went to the valley of Berakah to bless the name of the Lord. So we see a perfect example there, before, during, and after. He knew how to praise the Lord, you know, and we have talked about using your praise before as a weapon, according to Revelation 12 and 11. That can be a weapon, you know. You need to make sure you know how to do that. It can be a very effective weapon too. For they overcame, we are told, the devil by the blood of the Lamb. There were 3 things that they, you know, that were brought out in the characteristics of those overcomers. According to Revelation 12, 11, they used the blood of Jesus. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And the fact also that they did not love their lives unto death. You know, the devil could not, you know, threaten them with death or anything like that. It didn't mean anything to them at all. They were sold out to Christ. But more importantly, they did use their word, the word of their testimony, as a weapon, because they overcame the devil with that. And we've taught in this room how we should do that. No, don't wait until it's all done before you start praising the Lord. you know, praise the Lord before, praise the Lord during, and come back and praise the Lord after. And so that's what we are doing here today. The psalmist was a man that knew how to do that, you know, just about like, you know, nobody else. And of course, Jehoshaphat, he learned that from him, his great, great grandfather and so forth. And David would always have something to say, you know, after that the Lord delivered him from, you know, whatever he was going through. And he would say things like, you know, I cried unto the Lord and the Lord heard me. This poor man cried, the Lord delivered him and saved him out of all his distresses. You know, and he would tell of how the Lord pulled him out of the miry clay and how the Lord did this and did that. I mean, he would sing praise. I would sing praise unto the Lord, for thy right hand, thy holy hand has gotten the victory. And he always made a big deal of celebrating the name of the Lord after the Lord gave him a victory or victories, you know. So, you know, we should learn from that. Make a big deal of celebrating and praising the Lord. David, we're told, he danced with all his might when he saw that the ark was returning. We read this story again yesterday. And, you know, he cast away his his kingly robe and all of that and began to really get down and praise the name of the Lord. You know, and my goodness, the Lord, you know, those kinds of things will touch the heart of the Lord. And the Lord loved the man because of the way that he was passionate in giving glory to God concerning anything that the Lord did. He was always, you know, he was a great advocate. In fact, he said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. He was a great advocate and a great advertiser of the power of the Lord. And he would always say how great things. The Lord is my shepherd. I would not want. He would talk about the Lord being his shield, his buckler, his high tower, his fortress, his hiding place, his rock, his deliverer, his song, his salvation. I mean, it could go on and on and on. Nobody like him in that whole Bible that knew how to praise the Lord with all kinds of praise, you know, all kinds of praise that, you know, you can find. You know, you'll find it in the writings of David, especially after the Lord gave him the victory. And we saw how others also gave praise to the Lord. We saw how Moses sang a beautiful song, you know, after the Lord overthrew Pharaoh and all the chariots of Egypt in the Red Sea. We saw he sang that beautiful song. Miriam also come after him and sang a beautiful song, you know. They all sang, who is like unto thee, O Lord, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, nobody like you. They sang praises when they got the victory. Did you get the victory from the Lord 2 days ago? Are you going to sing the praises, or are you still in a holding pattern? You know, there's this holding pattern, you know, people just hold on and hold on and hold on, you know, to see how the Lord will do. Well, if you have faith, you can start praising the Lord right now. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. You know, and some people are afraid, you know, of sharing their testimony. They say, well, I don't want the devil to get in there and foul things up. Well, that's where the blood of Jesus comes into play. He said, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You wrap that testimony in the blood of Jesus, the devil can't touch it. Praise the Lord. You know, I've been known to do that. You know, you just wrap it in the blood of the Lamb. The devil can't touch that. Praise God. And so today, that's all we want to do, is just follow the instructions to give praise and give thanks. And I believe that as we are doing so, you know, there will be many other things that will fall into alignment for you. You know, sometimes it's almost impossible to get everything that we want from the Lord all at once, because some things take a process. Even naturally, there are some things that must happen in order for some things to happen and so on and so forth. You know, so you can't always get everything instantaneously, you know, see the end of the result, I mean. You know, but you can, by faith, you know, enter into the victory instantaneously. Because Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. You know, so faith is now. The moment in which you pray is when you believe, and you shall have. You know, well, the having of it may come later, but the believing is at the time you pray. You know, when you pray, at the time you declare, make those declarations, you believe at that time. Praise the Lord. And whether it happens instantaneously or not, you know, that shouldn't make any difference to our praise. You know, here's the way Jesus put it. He said, therefore, I say unto you, in Mark 11 and 24, what things soever you desire. Now, that's a carte blanche. That's like just giving you a free hand. Just like King Ahasuerus gave them in those days. Write whatever you please against your enemies. Whatever victory, whatever you want, write it down. And, you know, write it in the name of the king and seal it with the king's seal. And no man can turn it back. Well, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. As much as it is according to the will of God, of course. We've taught that many times in this room. Now, then, when you pray, believe at the time you pray. Believe that you receive them. That's in the present. See the way Jesus uses those, the language there? When you pray, believe at that time, in the present, in the moment, believe, and you shall have. That's future. You know, you know, you may have it right there and then. It may take a couple of days, a couple of months, whatever, you know, but at the moment when you pray is when you believe. And then you shall have, and that will fall into place, especially the more so as we praise the Lord through the waiting period for the victory and the finishing of it. And you might remember our lessons on God never starting anything unless he first finishes that thing. Well, if you believe that, then know that the victory is already done. Sing, O heavens, for it is done. Isaiah 44 and 23. Not that it will be done, but sing because the Lord has done it. The Lord has already done it. Now, it may take a while for us to see the full fulfillment of it, but it's already done. And we need to praise the Lord. And so, let's take a cue from David and see, you know, how he loved to praise the Lord in all the different times. I mean, different times, whatever it is that the Lord would do for him. There are many psalms. And I want, you know, when I turn it over to you in a few minutes, I want some of you to read out some psalms, add your own praise unto him, you know, and, you know, let's just bless the name of the Lord. I mean, let's follow the instructions and see what the Lord will do. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, this man, he knew how to do it. You know, he said, my soul shall make her boast. I mean, this is somebody that he knows how to boast, you know, boast whether the Lord has finished the work or not. He's boasting that the Lord is going to do it. You know, and he said, look, why don't you magnify the Lord with me? Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears. He heard me too and he delivered me. You know, this is the way that he always praised the Lord. You know, every time he would come back and he would say similar things like this, you know. The Lord, he pulled me out of a night. He delivered me from those that were too strong for me. And then he would begin to praise the Lord. And he said, you know, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. I rejoice in his salvation, you know, because, you know, the Lord had delivered me, you know, Hallelujah. He delivered even the poor from them that were too strong for him. Yeah, the poor and needy delivered him. Hallelujah. You can read that in Psalm 35. He would say things like that. And he always knew how to praise the Lord. You know, I called upon the Lord and he heard me. In the book of Psalm 40, he talked about, you know, when he was in a very dire situation, you know, he was in a, well, you might call it quicksand, miry clay. And, you know, things were sinking. And the more he struggled, the worse he became, you know, but he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, he said in Psalm 40 and verse 2. And out of the miry clay, he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall hear, trust the Lord, you know, and so on. Always, you know, many, O Lord, he said, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done and thy thoughts toward us. I mean, they cannot be reckoned in number unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I mean, if I can just begin to count, as a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Well, this man says, if I start to count mine, and he counted some of them, he said, well, they are too great though. I think he started counting and then he ran out of, he said, look, it's just too great to be numbered. But, you know, it's a great thing for us, you know, to praise the Lord. All these, you know, many of his psalms were praises, you know, after some victory that he received of the Lord. Many, many psalms in this book of Psalms that he wrote for all the things, you know, that, I mean, to acknowledge the Lord for all the things that the Lord did for him. You know, so it is a good thing, he said, to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. This man, he did it every day. In the morning, he would show forth the Lord's loving kindness. He would say, Lord, I'm trusting in your love and your mercy. Keep me through the day. And then he would come back. He said, and thy faithfulness every night. He would come back every night and he would give glory to God. And upon an instrument, he didn't play those instruments only when he went to church, quote unquote. I mean, he played the instrument. I mean, he would bless the name of the Lord all the time. And why? He said, well, for thou, O Lord, has made me glad through the work of thy hands. And he would talk to the Lord, O Lord, how great are thy works, you know, and so forth. And he, every time, he would praise the name of the Lord for this. All right. So enough said, you know, you get the idea. So let us praise the Lord as well. There's another good one that he said, when my enemies, in Psalm 27, came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So this is something, he already got the victory, and now he's shouting about it. You know, so did you get the victory 2 days ago? And by faith, can you see it? We spoke some time ago and said, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? Well, you know, he's been cooking and cooking it, but 2 days ago, he served it up. He said, it's ready. Come and get yours. You know, the Lord opened his hand, satisfied the desire of every living thing. You know, what is it that you want? He said, come take it. It's all in his hands. You can take whatever you want. You know, and it's all there for the taking. But our emphasis today, according to instruction, is after taking in and after receiving and after believing the Lord, well, let's come back, you know, and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, according to Psalm 145 and verse 16, the Lord opens his hand, you know, so in his hand, the God is not a God of clenched fists. You know, it's not tight-fisted. You know, we use that language in our culture, tight-fisted, somebody who will not share, who will not give out any benevolence, who will not do anything for anybody else, just keep grab everything on for themselves. called anti-fisted. Well, God is not like that. His hands are open. He opened his hand. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. Inside his hands are anything and everything that anything needs. It's in his hands. You just got to come and grab yours. Praise God. Now don't come just once. Come as often as you need it. It's all there. Plenty where that came from. Many, plenty more. You can come at any time and grab, as I've often spoken about, the bucket and the ocean. Ah, praise the Lord. So, what is your praise today? You know, will you praise? Can you dance like David danced? Can you praise the Lord like David praised? You know, can you do like Jehoshaphat did before, during, and after? I mean, can you give praise like Moses did, you know, after a tremendous victory over their enemies? Can you praise the Lord? Can you follow the instructions of Mordecai after the Jews were delivered from the hand of their enemies and God turned their sorrow into joy and their mourning into dancing? It's exactly what that thing said, you know. And then they put out 2 days of thanking the Lord. One day they got the victory. Twice as long they praised the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Can we do that? I mean, if the Lord give you the victory in one day, can you take 2 days to praise him? Well, that's what we're trying to do here. Praise God. So this is day two of the prophetic out call for praising the Lord after the victory. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to thank the Lord now on behalf of everybody. And I'm going to yield my mic. You know, so this wasn't just Mordecai that did it by himself, commanded everybody to do it. It wasn't just Jehoshaphat that did it by himself, commanded everybody to do it. You know, so I'm going to do it, but we're going to ask that everybody else do it. Praise the Lord. So Father, I thank you for the victories that you have wrought for us. Even as you gave us instruction and inspiration of the Almighty to write down whatever pleases us. Even as the king said, as it liketh you against your enemies, write it down. And he said, what is your petition? Even to the half of the kingdom, I'll give it to you. Ha! Remember, little flock, fear not. Jesus said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So, Lord, we thank you. It was your good pleasure, Lord, to give us the encouragement and authorization to write it in your name and to seal it, said, with the king's ring. We wrote those things down in the name of the Lord. We spread them before the Lord. And we know that the angels, they sprang into action to see to it that those things would come to pass. So, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, Lord. I pray that everybody will receive encouragement. Encouragement that the Lord is working. And Bible says, look, after that you have gone through some struggles, the Lord will come back and establish and settle you. Hallelujah. Praise God. For we have seen, even in the olden days, Abraham and the rest of them, how that, you know, after they had struggled, after they had endured, and they inherited the blessing. The blessing has come. The time of the blessing that God called. We will enter it and obtain it by faith. That's how everything works. God himself, by faith. You know, we learned that he spoke things into existence. Things that were not there, he called it. For God, it was foreknowledge. For us, it is faith. The Lord already saw those things coming out of his mind, and he called them forth. We use our faith, whereas God uses his foreknowledge. So, Lord, we thank you. We have the faith because you have inspired us to believe and to write down the victories that we desired. And we thank you, Lord, because you said what things soever we desire when we pray, we should believe and we'll receive them. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that was written down. From our health to our wealth, to our promotion, to our emerging even in the realm of the spirit, the things that we have asked of God, walking in the prophetic, and everything that anybody has dared to believe, that I've written it down and believe the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We know that you have done it. Sing, go ye heavens, he said, for the Lord has done it. Thank you for all the things you've done. And as your people exalt and praise your name, well, let the word be established for them and on their behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus. As many as will praise the name of the Lord, let it be established for them as well. And as we begin to see the Lord do these things, well, we pray, Lord, that the people will remember, come back and give even more glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise. We give you, Lord, the glory. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here today. I thank you for everyone that was there 2 days ago on the 13th of this month. And I thank you for everybody that participated in that exercise and also those that listened in later on. I pray for every one of us together. Let there redound to the glory of God our praises for what the Lord has done. Give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. I know that a shadow of a doubt in my heart that the Lord has done it. And we will see it. He said, believe it when you pray about it and you shall have it. Glory to God. And as many as believe, Lord, we shall have it. Now, if there's anyone that's struggling with their belief, just like the man said, I pray. The man said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. I pray, Lord, for anyone that's struggling, with a full realization of faith. Help their unbelief. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those of us who have seen the Lord do it many times over, we have no excuse because we know he can do it. That's why we ask him, because we've seen him do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.